Good morning. Just a beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine. A little bit of fog in spots, but comfortably cool temperatures, mainly in the 40s and 50s, with that sun getting higher in the sky quickly and some of the longest days of the year upon us. We'll enjoy sunny skies and warm temperatures today combined with low humidity as highs reach into the 70s to just about 80 degrees. High pressure will lock itself in tonight and continue into our area tomorrow. It'll in fact last through the weekend, bringing us plenty of sunshine, clear and comfortably cool again tonight with areas of fog back into the 40s and lower to mid-50s, and more sunshine for tomorrow with low humidity in the lower 80s. Sunshine mixed with clouds from time to time on Saturday and Sunday, still enough sun to get us into the lower 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds Monday through Wednesday of next week as highs climb into the middle and upper 80s with increasing humidity. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today into tonight from parts of the upper Mississippi Valley southward through the mid-Missouri Valley and Central Plains. Considerable low-level moistening is expected ahead of a cold front across northwestern and north-central Iowa into east-central Minnesota. This will coincide with cooling aloft, and models indicate moderate instability as wind shear strengthens ahead of an upper-level impulse. Although stronger forcing for upward vertical motion may pass mostly to the north of the region, lift should be sufficient to contribute to convective development during the afternoon hours. Strong wind fields, veering with height, will provide more than sufficient shear for organized convection, including supercells. Some of this activity may be capable of producing very large hail, locally damaging wind gusts, as well as a few tornadoes, particularly near the effective warm front across parts of east-central Minnesota and adjacent northwest Wisconsin. This will all diminish during the evening hours. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a water spout from an airport was at Fort Carson, Colorado at 10:55 p.m. Eastern Time back last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Dallas, Texas at 7:43 p.m. yesterday. There were two daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Lajitas, Texas. The 110-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2006 by 1 degree. There were 10 daily record lows. At Springview, Nebraska, it was 39 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record set in 1969. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 41 degrees with a north wind at 3 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 52 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 52, 90% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming mostly sunny in the mid-70s, in Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and mostly sunny in Buffalo with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 69, that's 2 degrees above normal. 1/10 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 2.03 inches, which is 34 hundredths above normal. And 15.83 inches for the year, which is 64 hundredths below normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 19, and for the season 97. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 56, the record high 96 set in 1892, and the record low 39 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs near 80. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm with low humidity in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid-80s. And in the mid to upper 80s with more humidity under a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.